What does it take to be an entrepreneur, and how is it changing in our ever-evolving business landscape? This is Scott Galloway, host of the Prof G Podcast and an entrepreneur myself. Right now, we've got a special three-part series running all about the future of entrepreneurship. We're answering your questions on work-life balance, how to raise capital for your business, and more. Because when you're an entrepreneur, it's always important to look ahead at what's to come. So tune in to the Future of Entrepreneurship, a Prof G Pod special sponsored by Mercury. You can find it on the Prof G Pod feed or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, welcome back into the podcast that we like to call From the Podium. We're here directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm host and audio producer of the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, Steven Serta. On Tuesday, as the NFL Combine gets underway in Indianapolis, we heard from head coach Andy Reid and general manager Brett Veach. Here's the Chiefs head coach.
The Gavin and Lopez family, for their loss with Lisa, and for the people of Kansas City. You know, she was a personality there and a very good human being, first of all, and we'll all miss her, as I know her family will. And then just a positive word on Kansas City. That's not what Kansas City is all about. And then for our youth of America, that we gather together and make this is great. You're our future, and as great as we can make this place, we want to do that. And so we can turn this, which was a negative, into a real positive. With just a little togetherness and love, I think we can fix a lot of problems here. So the Kansas City Chiefs, on a different note here, in our year, I'm proud of the guys. I'm proud of the organization for a job well done, the coaching staff, and how they went about their business. I just think it was top-notch for Brett Veach and his staff and what they put together for the coaches to work with. It was great. And then Mark Donovan as the president of the organization, for him and his staff of just organizing us and making sure we're all going in the right direction, and with the new things that are lying ahead of us here with facilities and so on, I think it's a tribute to all the work that they're putting in here. And then Clark Hunt and the Hunt family for really giving all of us, Mark, Brett, myself, and everybody that works with us, an opportunity to be successful. We appreciate that. And look forward to moving forward here. What has happened has happened. Now we're in the present. And this is a great reminder of that when we come here. With all these new players and opportunities to gather new players, again, this is our first taste of that as coaches. Brett and his staff have been locked in a room here for a week or two since the Super Bowl, and they've been just grinding out players. But from a coach's standpoint, it's nice to get down here and have a chance to meet face-to-face with these kids and see what they're all about. Anyways, with that, time's yours.
Coach, Frank Humphrey has had some inconsistencies with the snaps. He saw it in the regulation. You see the Mahomes talking to Rasheed. Said he couldn't get him the ball because the snap was low. What does Creed need to do to ensure
Yeah, listen, Creed is a diligent player. He's a great player. And so he'll take care of that. I'm not worried about that. He's a relentless worker, and we'll get all that taken care of.
Coach, can you talk about the kind of emotions that this team seemed to thrive off of, maybe more than any other Chiefs team, and kind of how you were able to balance that and keep it in check throughout the season?
Yeah, so from an emotional standpoint, the guys feed off each other. It starts with Travis. He's been there the longest, and he's got phenomenal energy. So the guys feed off of that energy, along with Patrick and Chris Jones. These are our leaders, senior leaders, and I can tell you right down the list of guys, the Snead's, McDuffie's. I mean, we got young and old, but the older guys are the ones that really have built the foundation there, along with our ex-players that have been with us. So, there's great emotion, and they felt honored to be, we all did, felt honored to be in a situation where we made the playoffs and And it was a great reward for the hard work of this long season, the ups and downs that we had. So they were revved up and ready to go. Yeah, so listen, I'm not saying anything about the Jets because everybody doesn't fit into every situation. That's just not how it works in this league. We've had McColl. We kind of know how he fits into our scheme, and he did a nice job with that. He came in, worked hard, and was productive for us. And he had a couple of hiccups early, but he worked through those. We knew he would. And ended up having some great plays in the Super Bowl. Yeah, you're doing, if you're the student, I'm going to tell you that you're doing the right things by surrounding yourself with the people here and that are in the National Football League. I was fortunate enough to start. I did my student teaching at a high school level, and I kind of worked my way up from there, Division II, non-scholarship, and sold hot dogs every Tuesday and Thursday. So it's not all about the glamour, you know, of this. Any avenue you can get in, work hard and be honest, and get a good quarterback. Yeah, well, I don't know if they've come around, but he's had an influence, I think, in his own way of and style. I think that's opened eyes, especially from that type of an offense. Everybody kind of doubted whether that type of an offense could work. I mean, Lamar is the same way. Can that work? Well, it's pretty good. I mean, I stood here and I was asked about Lamar Jackson on what position I thought he would be, that he could play, whether it was running back or wide receiver, and I'm going, why not try quarterback, right? So give him an opportunity, and he's been the best player since he was a little kid. I think guys are realizing that. I mean, these guys don't get where they're at by not – they just didn't transform into these great players. They've been great for a long time.
Why are you evaluating talent at quarterback? It's so challenging, so many missions on that. Where are some mistakes you try to evaluate?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that go into that. Where's the staff at? Are they in their last year? Are they in their first year? What offense are you asking this guy to be in? Are you willing to work with his strengths and try to better his the things that he's not strong at, his weaknesses? Are you willing to stand before you guys and kind of protect that guy so he can grow a little bit? All of those things come into play. There are a lot of things that take place that help mature a quarterback into these great ones that we have. The league's in great hands, by the way, so we've got some real good ones playing. Yeah, you try to teach. I mean, that's what we're here for. So we're here to teach. And it's not all about the plays. It's about how you teach them and then how you handle the player and how you teach that player. So there's a lot that goes into it.
Good, Jerry. Hey, Andy, how you doing?
Good, Jerry. Yeah, listen, I'm a big believer in Eric Bieniemy. Wherever he goes and whatever he does, he's going to be good at. So he did that at Washington. He helped change a culture there, and that they'll build on. You know, he's going to demand greatness out of you, and he'll do the same thing at UCLA. I mean, he'll do a great job. He's in charge. It's hard when you're in charge of something to have to step back. He's got an opportunity here to do his thing on offense, and he knows the landscape. He's been at UCLA before, and and maybe he's a head coach at the college level, but I thought he should be a head coach here, but if it doesn't happen, maybe he has that opportunity there to do it, but I'm a big fan. Yeah, not a whole lot different. I was blessed to play the offensive line, so I always say offensive linemen kind of know, you can tell a good quarterback from a bad quarterback. So I've tried not to lose that focus on it. It's pretty simple, you know, but you got to spend time with them and get to know them a bit and try to give them put them in different situations as much as you can in environments like this and visiting them at their campuses or having them come visit you, talking to their coaches and then talking to the players around them. So I wouldn't say there. I really wouldn't say there is, no. Yeah, well, I mean, it's football books. Bill Walsh's book is probably the best out there. Just, but there are a lot of guys who have written books, from Tony Dungy to, I mean, you know, a lot of Hall of Fame guys have written books, and they're all good. I mean, I've read them all, but Bill's is kind of how you want to be a head coach or a leader of an organization. Here it is, mapped out for you. Yeah, I'm sensitive to that because, I mean, I got to start at the ground level and work my way up. And I don't really just want to hire somebody. I want somebody that's going to bust their tail, has an appreciation for the game, and is loyal. You know, you put in there, you want them to be innately smart and good, easy to work with, too, so or willing to work with, so. But I, you know, that's how I look at that. Yeah.
Is that a challenge to sort of know who those people are, either in the college game, maybe yeah. Other NFL teams?
You try to stay up on all that. I talk to everybody. I mean, okay, high school, I still go to dinner with all my high school coaches, so I could try to keep in tune. I mean, they're 86 years old, 87 years old. One's turning 80. It just turned 88. I mean, so it's. But there's a great nucleus of guys in the city there that I know, and so I try to stay in touch with those guys, and then at the college level do the same thing. So. Yeah, Donovan did a nice job for us. Good senior leader and ton of experience. You know, we've got a young kid that we drafted, and I thought he was a good example to him. Yeah, listen, that's up to you guys. You just try to make sure you have the team put together and then try to go win that next game. And if you can keep it that simple, then you stay on task and focus. And then if you guys call it a dynasty, hats off to you. Let's just keep going, right? That's our main thing. I mean, I love kids that have an opportunity to play everything. I mean, but that's how I grew up. You played everything, and you were exposed to everything, and then whatever direction you end up going, you went with. So I still encourage that. I've got 12 grandkids, and try to encourage the older ones to go try it. You know, go try something. You know, that if you have a little interest in it, let's go give it a whirl.
Couple more for coach, guys.
Yeah, you know, I should have mentioned that at the beginning. I don't know if you were here at the beginning, but the law enforcement folks were unbelievable during the situation. We had them from all over the place, and they just immediately jumped in to cover you up mode and make sure that everybody was safe the best they possibly could with a million people there. But I thought they handled everything tremendously. And it wasn't, I'm not just saying that from my standpoint, but from, I had a bird's eye view of things going on. So I thought they were great. I don't think you can do that. I think you've got to, I mean, you know this. We've been together before, so you know this. I think it's a little bit monotonous, but it's the preparation that really matters. That's what's real. So there's a lot of hoopla that goes on with it, but that preparation and to stay grounded, stay humble, all those things become very important. Because the parity in this league is like that, and if you're off a tick, somebody's going to whack you, and you don't want that to take place. You want to stay as focused as you can on the job at task, and it's hard. I mean, it's hard to win in this league. It's hard to win a Super Bowl in this league. So anything that's knocking you off to one side or the other, not good. Yeah.
Last question.
Yeah, well, I mean, every year you kind of do that. And you always want to come in with a couple new things, wrinkles here and there, get a feel on your team the best you can. When the, you know, when things are live and count. And so I think you kind of follow that and evaluate that as you go. Every year is different. So that's kind of what we did this year. We had some drops and penalties early, obvious. Those things hurt you, and so you've got to work around that, fix the problem, work around it, make sure that you still have opportunities to win the game. So the run game became more important. Our defense did a tremendous job for us, so that we could also, grow on offense. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Good. Thanks.
What does it take to be an entrepreneur, and how is it changing in our ever-evolving business landscape? This is Scott Galloway, host of the Prop G Podcast and an entrepreneur myself. Right now, we've got a special three-part series running all about the future of entrepreneurship. We're answering your questions on work-life balance, how to raise capital for your business, and more. Because when you're an entrepreneur, it's always important to look ahead at what's to come. So tune in to the future of entrepreneurship, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Mercury. You can find it on the Prop G Pod feed or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
All right. Much like Coach, but before we get into the football topics, would like to definitely start off by offering our thoughts and prayers to Lisa Lopez Galvin, her family, all the families that were impacted the day of the parade. Certainly a heartbreaking and tragic day for us. Our organization has been in contact with the families, and we will continue to do so and be a pillar of support for them both now and into the future. And speaking of support, certainly want to thank the first responders that day, men and women in uniform, for their support, and really everyone that day that showed their guidance during a tough time. Numerous player accounts and stories, and proud of those guys for the work they did and for the calmness they showed. So definitely wanted to start off by, again, sending our thoughts and prayers to those families. It's tough to transition now into football, but understand that's why we're here. And Lot to be proud and thankful for. 8 straight AFC West titles, 6 AFC championships, 4 Super Bowls in the last 6 years, 3 Super Bowl wins. So back-to-back titles hadn't been done in a while, and we're looking forward to going after that ever-elusive three-peat. And wouldn't be here without the outstanding leadership of Clark and the Hunt family and Mark and his crew, our great players, our outstanding coaching staff, Ted Cruz, for his amazing job that he does all year. And my personnel staff, I can't thank them enough. I truly believe I have the best group of scouts in the NFL. So looking forward to being here and starting this process, meeting with player agents and getting to know the new draft prospects and to meet them and interview them. So with that, I'll take your questions.
Can you talk about how you assessed your senior position since retiring and how you will be assessing it this offseason?
I think much like any position, we're always looking to get better. And so you know, whether it be receiver, O-line, D-line, DBs, any opportunity we can to make our team better, we're gonna do that. And so we put a high priority on the depth in our roster, and so we'll you know, we'll attack that much like we do all the positions and try to get the very best players we can and go through our process. Every team's process is a little bit different and unique. We have ours, and you know, there's always chance to refine and tune things, but again, I think in this league, because of such a long season, I'm talking 20 game season, it's a marathon, and you have to attack every position and with the mindset of just having that depth, because it's not a matter of if but when players go down. Yeah, we did a lot of work on him, and that is that's a good point. I mean, it is, it's a little bit different in our offense. There's a lot of verbiage, a lot of dialogue. You're always going to have a coaching staff that puts a ton of pressure on young players to come in and perform. Our situation is a little unique, where you have a coaching staff and a quarterback that puts a lot of pressure for the players to come in and perform right away. So credit to Rashee. I mean, it just speaks to him and his resilience. You know, it was a lot early on, and our coaches just did a great job of pacing him. I know early on you see the flashes and you want more and more and more, but there was a plan, there was a vision, and sometimes these things take time. Sometimes they don't happen as soon as you want. It takes some time, but with Rashee, I think he was determined to make it happen this year and to keep working, and you know, he did a great job. So certainly credit to him and the work he put in off the field with the playbook and with our coaches after practice. I mean, we're going to, just like last year, with Chris and with LJ, with a lot of our players, we get a chance to meet the agents this week, and he's at the top of the list. You know, love Chris and tried really hard to get something done, and we didn't. But when we got together right after that Detroit game, we had a great talk, and, you know, both parties, I think, want to be here. So we'll get to work, and, you know, that's certainly a guy we want back and love and want to see him finish and end his career here in Kansas City. Well, I mean, you know, I think our division, tremendous coaching. I mean, I think the first thing you think of is the outstanding coaching. And now 2 more great coaches hired in L.A. and in Oakland. So I think, that, you know, the task is with these organizations is that they're smart organizations, they're tough organizations, and, you know, they're led by great coaches. And so they're going to have different ways to attack us, and I mean, we all saw last year what Vegas did to us Christmas Day, and we went on, you know, I think to win the rest of the game. So never an easy game, but I think we just have to be in the mindset of just control what we can control and just try to put this roster together and be the best version of ourselves. And I think when we just take care of what we need to do and just try to make our roster better and get better improving from what we did last year, I don't think we ever chase anybody. We just try to be the best version of ourselves. So we'll continue to do that, but certainly a tough task in our division. Great teams, great rosters, great coaching staffs. Yeah, I mean, there's, yeah, certainly. That's always a stress. You'd like to be able to tag all the guys and pay all the guys, and it's tough because the more you win, I mean, the more you got to pay players, and obviously, when you have this amount of success, you're paying a lot of players a lot of money, and then it's equally as tough because you're drafting late. So there's challenges. We'll go through them, and we'll always put our best foot forward. Certainly want to do what we can to try to keep both those players, and that's going to be our goal and intent. Hopefully, we're able to figure something out. But every free agency is different, unique, and crazy. And so, but our, you know, we do have one tag, and I anticipate probably using it to help us. But I think our goal is to try to get both those players done, and then work down the rest of our roster. Yeah, we'll get a chance to meet with him and his agent, Love McColl, and if there's an opportunity there that makes sense for him and us, I'm sure we wouldn't be opposed to going down that road. I mean, listen, when you have a guy that has played in this offense and understands all the verbiage, all the dialogues, all the play checks, I mean, that's why, we didn't have a lot of ammunition to do much at the trade deadline last year. That one just kind of opened itself up where the price wasn't much, and our coaches knew him, he knew us, and it worked out. And I mean, thrilled for him for that last play. I mean, what a turn of events for him. But love McColl, and I'm sure we'll be in contact with him. I'm not a big reader, no. I watch the Netflix documentaries, and I'm a big documentary guy, so I don't read much, but I spend a lot of time just watching documentaries and trying to learn about historical events and things in the past. But Mike Bergonzi is the guy you want to talk to. He reads, every time I'm in his office, he's reading a book. So he's, if you're wanting to talk books and talk reading, Mike Bergonzi is the guy. Yeah, we go through our process. That one was a long process there. And there was, I think, from our end, we attack this like we do every player that we add in our roster. We just go through the whole process and our entire intel and security team. And I think when that came through, it was a pretty much green light, and that it was an opportunity for him. Probably should have been in the league maybe sooner than what he was, but he had to go through that process, and looking forward to adding to the roster. But as far as the information in our process, there was no holdup there. Well, Brant's amazing. We're certainly going to miss Brant, and congratulations to him and his family and to the Panthers for that hire there. Brant, Chris Shea, that whole staff, I mean, they – and really, Brant got ahead of that one early, and, I mean, that's – I mean, the key in this league is getting a quarterback, and then once you get him, it's securing him long-term and then having the ability to do things within the contract to allow and provide flexibility. Brant got on top of that early. He has a tremendous relationship with the agent community, does a great job, super smart. Going to miss him a lot. I haven't got a chance to see him yet, but I'm looking forward to catching up with him. But going to miss him. We have some big shoes to fill. Chris Shea and Jack Walloff, they'll do a great job. But again, Brant was on top of that Mahomes' contract early and did a great job of guiding the organization through that.
Last question.
I think, in some ways there is the benefit of, I think if you get close in negotiations, I think you get the added benefit of the ties go to the Chiefs. Cause I think if all things were equal, it is a money deal at the end of the day, and people aren't going to turn down, a huge discrepancy in contracts, but I think we get the benefit of breaking all ties. So I think that's a huge benefit. And on the flip side, there's a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety in every offseason because, you have small windows and you don't have the ability to make a ton of mistakes. I mean, your margin for error is razor thin. So you got to be good on your draft picks, and you got to be good on your free agency guys that come in here. They have to play. They have to produce right away because you don't have a ton in regards to excess picks or excess money. So you got to be efficient with what you have.
All right. Thank you. Yep.
Hey there, it's Pete Sweeney from Arrowhead Pride, and I'm excited to announce a new element of the Arrowhead Pride experience for diehard Chiefs fans. It's our brand new newsletter, Arrowhead Pride Premier. It's obviously an exciting time as the Chiefs enter this season looking to become the first back-to-back Super Bowl champs in nearly 20 years. Arrowhead Pride Premier is a newsletter delivered to your inbox twice a week from me. For $50, you'll get an annual subscription packed with insider coverage from yours truly and new in-depth analysis from voices around Kansas City. It's all about what I'm seeing and hearing around the team. During the season, we'll deliver a newsletter ahead of each game to get ready for Sunday, and a newsletter after each game to unpack exactly what happened. In the offseason, the party won't stop. We'll still be covering the biggest stories, and all the offseason's twists and turns will show up in your inbox on a regular basis. Subscribe to Arrowhead Pride Premier today at arrowheadpride.com/subscribe.
What does it take to be an entrepreneur, and how is it changing in our ever-evolving business landscape? This is Scott Galloway, host of the Prop G Podcast and an entrepreneur myself. Right now, we've got a special three-part series running all about the future of entrepreneurship. We're answering your questions on work-life balance, how to raise capital for your business, and more. Because when you're an entrepreneur, it's always important to look ahead at what's to come. So tune in to the Future of Entrepreneurship, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Mercury. You can find it on the Prop G Pod feed or wherever you get your podcasts.